Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Nation radio station that is, Bummer Bripper Media, National Talk Black on your dingy country. Here's BBM 98.7 FM and go across the nation thanks to NERS. Here we are on Survival Day, celebrating Australia Day. We as First Nation people call it Survival Day. Australia is the only First World country on planet Earth does not have a treaty with the First Nation people. So we are still massaging this conversation. A lot of our mob are also talking about pick another day. In January 26th, the day the white sails came and took over the country. All we say as First Nation people, can we pick a day that suits all of us Australians as one? Look, there goes the conversation, but we're catching up having yarn with different people, different mob regarding this day. And we're going to catch up a yarn now with Blacktivation. And we're going to talk to the co-owner and co-founder of Blacktivation, and that's Bala Walls, Gila. And he's with me in the studio. And a very good morning, Bala Walls. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Good, fantastic. Thank you for coming to the program. Before we start, brother, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from, please.
Yeah, so my name's Wally Gila. I'm proud to say that I'm from the Gadai Mulligal Nations of the Dawa clan of Boigo Island in top western parts of the Torres Straits. Also from the Kemakemariam of the Pedro and Sub tribe of Darnley Island, Erub on the eastern parts of the Torres Straits. Also have connections to Kareg Nation, Agumudi, and then also down to Kapi Kapi Nations and Bachala. Well.
Beautiful, beautiful. Big shout out to Mob and my brother. We got connection there with Darnley Island Erub. Yes. Me too. Same there, or Pumley there. So big shout out to your family and all your mob there. Brother, so quickly tell us, Blacktivation. First of all, congratulations. You had your march this morning, Fogarty Park, earlier this morning. We'll talk about that. But tell me what Blacktivation is, how long it's been running, and how did it come, and explain the name, please.
Yeah, sure. So Blacktivation started in... well, we sort of launched it last year in 2025 when we came together, us young people, planning ahead for the 2025 Day of Survival and Strength. And we were thinking of a name of what this collective should be moving forward. And we thought of the word. The first word came up was activate. And it was like, well, how are we going to activate? You know, there's this urgency of activating mob to... you know, step up and show up and get up and stand up and show up for our people.
Yeah.
And that word was black. So Blacktivate. So then that's how we bridge that word together.
Blacktivation. And so co-owner, co-founder, who else is on board with you, my brother, as the co-owner, co-founder?
So there's two other young people. Manny Williams and Talisha Minicon. So
okay, big shout out to those two. And you had your march this morning. How'd that go?
Yeah, so we had a great turnout of the community. Community showed up in solidarity for First Nations voice people.
Beautiful.
Here today. And, yeah, the strength is in our allies, and that's where we need, because we're only 3% of the population. And
sure.
And that's where we have to be dependent on our allies who are behind us as well. So
fantastic. Let me ask you a question, my brother. What does Survival Day mean to you?
Yeah, so Survival Day means to me, well, personally, it means to me, sort of like all over the place, because first I had a feeling where I was more scrappy, but now I'm moving towards that reconciliation, that survival where, you know, we have to be together in unity, acknowledge the past of, you know, what happened, right, and then how we can move together with truth, right? That's what's missing, so that's what I called, yeah.
Fantastic. How has your community come together for Sorry Day, Survival Day?
Yeah, so it was really shown through the allyship and mob as well, putting their hand up to contribute towards the event as well.
Yes.
it's been, yeah, that's how they showed up through their leadership, by putting their hand up and say, hey, yeah, I would like to support this cause because I'm with you. So that's, it's all about that solidarity.
Okay, which is so important. And when you think of the future, how do you see it as a young black person?
How do I see the day?
The day or the future, or we as black people living in the 21st century, on our country, the big island of Australia. How do you see the future, my young brother?
Well, we're currently in tough times at the moment, but I'm hopeful for a future where we are unified with our non-Indigenous peoples as well as with, in a unified nation. So that's where I see it. I'm staying hopeful for that. So.
Sure. Thank you. And so with Blacktivation, gave birth owners, co-owners and co-founders here in Cairns, where do you visualise Blacktivation? Are we talking about a national movement?
Yeah, so we're starting off, we're looking at building grassroots first here in Cairns, and then thinking about that later on down the track about scaling it to national. So.
Yeah, and a vehicle as such to educate the people of the world that always was, always will be, and here we are in the 21st century, 2026. But we are here and we're not going nowhere.
Yes.
And for people to come on board, and that's black and white, as you said, looking for our supporters out there, allies, to come on board, our white brothers and sisters, non-Indigenous brothers and sisters, who have got vision or passion or feeling towards our existence, I would think. Yeah?
Yes, exactly. Because, this march just recently happened is we're all marching for humanity, pretty much.
Exactly.
There's no black or white. It's like, there's only one race, the human race, right? So whenever our brothers are down there, you know, that needs to have, you know, it's all about equality and equity, right? And liberation, so for all humanity, so.
Well, exactly. And when you look at it, my brother, this beautiful country was taken over by the British when they came here. So when you look at the world we live in, the so-called skyscrapers of all the cities and what has been built here, it was built on stolen land.
100%. Yes.
So we're looking at the communication or the acknowledgement, and then moving forward.
Yes,
I would think.
Yep. 100% agree with that. Yes.
Fantastic, my brother. So Blacktivation, here it is. Is it open for like membership base? People come on board. How do you operate in the financial sense, as in driving this vehicle forward in regard to an investment? You could say.
So we're still on the ground at the moment, and then we're sort of looking ahead when we're going to build up from here.
Sure.
So we're just gathering our networks as well at the moment, and then see how we can.
All right. So you're looking at the three co-founders, co-owners on board.
Yes.
Will it be a financial vehicle as such? Can people come on board as membership, or are you possibly have a grant to help drive it forward? Or
So we're looking at it later step in the track on how to get that financial support towards us, like donations. So at the moment, we're getting donations.
Sure. And take anybody's money?
No.
Too deadly.
But we'll have a due diligence process at the start anyways.
This is good.
See where we're accepting money from and who and as well.
Lovely. Do you have an office as such, or where do you operate from?
Oh, so we just...
Your laptop. Wherever your laptop
it's
sits.
It's
technology.
Tidali
Balawals, thank you for the yarn, Balawals Gila, and yarning here about Blacktivation, talking about Survival Day. Here we are, January 26, 2026. The fight continues. My Bala, good yarning with you. Congratulations. You. All the best to you and your co-owners and co-founders. Blacktivation is live and up and running, and a great vehicle. And we'll talk soon, my brother, and all the best to you.
Thank you.
Take care, brother. Big hustle. A beautiful yarn there with Balawals Gila and his co-owner and co-founder of Blacktivation. And talking about here we are, Survival Day, operating 26th of January. So yarn up strong, add to the conversation. And we are live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji country, BBN Bummer Group Media, 98.7 FM. And go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Yarn up strong here on your daily program, National Talk Black.
this is Celeste from the Sunny Cowgirls. You're listening to BBM 98.7 FM.
Tribal warrior.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, 22, Murray from the Curry. I come to you live on First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumrabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have your say and yarn up strong. Here we are, Survival Day, Australia Day, 26th January 2026. And the conversations, Groundhog Day, are happening in regarding our space, in regarding Australia's space, First Nation people. Here we are celebrating, if not advocating, for another date. 26th January is not a date to celebrate, is the word from a lot of First Nation people. Conversation open. I'm going to catch up a yarn with Jesse Lee Pierce, Lush Australia's Advocacy and Activism Executive, and Lush, who do a joint venture, Clothing the Gaps, unite to say 26th January is not a date to celebrate. Lush, the cosmetic company with a campaigning heart, hopes to raise awareness and $40,000 for Clothing the Gaps, not a date to celebrate campaign. And on the line, we got Jesse Lee. Jesse Lee, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Tim. I'm good, thanks. Thanks so much for having us.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. So first of all, let's talk about Lush Cosmetic Company. How long has Lush been operating for? Where's its head office? And talk about the joint venture with Clothing the Gap. Unite to say 26th January is not a date to celebrate.
Yeah, so Lush has been around for 30 years now. Mm-hmm. We originate from the UK, but we have gone global. And one thing that we have truly at our heart as a business is our campaigning. Okay. So we were founded as a campaigning company, and what that means is we stand up for animal rights, human rights, and environmental rights.
Okay.
So this type of advocacy is something that we've been doing for a very long time.
Okay. And Jessalie, are you First Nation person?
I am a Māori woman. I'm Ngāpuhi. I'm from Aotearoa in New Zealand.
Okay, big shout out to you, Mob. What does Survival Day mean to you?
Well, for me, it's really a day of reflection. So a lot of it is for me and for us at Lush Cosmetics. It's centred around truth-telling and listening. It's about acknowledging the deep and ongoing harm caused by colonisation and the devastating impacts, including dispossession, cultural loss, and intergenerational trauma. It's recognising that this history continues to impact lives today.
Yes.
This year it's been 88 years since William Cooper, Jack Patton, and many other Aboriginal leaders gathered on Gadigal land and declared January 26 a day of mourning.
Yes.
Then in 1994, the Australian government at the time declared that January 26 each year would become Australia Day, a day of national celebration. So clearly, that decision was made without proper consultation of First Nations people.
And only 29 again, years ago.
Right. You know, and again, further ignoring the declaration and the voices of First Nations people. So for us, it's also a reminder that acknowledgement must be followed by action and that non-Indigenous organisations like Lush Cosmetics, if we are going to be operating on Australian land, unceded land, then we have a responsibility to listen to First Nations voices, show up respectfully, and support First Nations-led change.
And so can you tell us, tell the listeners about Lush and the Clothing the Gaps national campaign launch, please?
Yeah, of course I can. So we've partnered up with Aboriginal-led social enterprise Clothing the Gaps to amplify their Not a Date to Celebrate campaign. So for many Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples, January 26th, is a day of mourning, not celebration. So this campaign is guided by First Nations voices. It runs from the 19th of January through till the 26th, and it focuses on truth-telling, education, and tangible action. So in stores across the country, we're creating space for meaningful conversations, inviting customers in to show their support by learning more, signing the Clothing the Gap petition, and we also have released a limited edition products called Always Will Be.
Always Will Be.
And yeah, $40,000 of that, we are going to donate $40,000 from that product.
Okay, fantastic. Now, could you tell us more about the Clothing the Gaps petition? They have a petition running.
Of course. So at the core of it, the petition calls on the Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese, to formally acknowledge the harm caused by celebrating Australia Day on January 26th. So it's really urging leadership grounded in truth-telling, respectful dialogue and meaningful engagement with Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities about the future of that National Day.
Yes.
So at its core, the petition's about recognition, respect and listening to lived experience.
And regarding the petition, how many people have signed the petition so far, and what's the goal requested, the amount of signatures to be reached?
So it's already received some really strong public support. We checked earlier, and we're up to over 82,000 signatures.
Whoa.
And the goal target is 100,000 signatures. Once that 100,000 is reached, Closing the Gaps will formally present the petition as a part of their ongoing advocacy,
yes,
calling for that acknowledgement, conversations,
lovely,
and genuine national leadership.
Thank you. How can people show support and find out more information regarding the campaign?
So regarding the campaign, people can show support by jumping on the Closing the Gaps website and signing their petition either online. You can come into any Lush store across the country and sign the petition as well.
Mm.
You can join the conversations happening in store and purchase the limited edition Always Will Be Soap. So that soap was created in consultation with Closing the Gaps.
Beautiful.
75% of its sales price, excluding the tax, is going to be directly, donated to fund their ongoing advocacy work.
Yes.
But to be honest, when I think about it, the most meaningful way that people can show up and support First Nations communities is by taking the time to educate themselves.
Yes.
Dig that little bit deeper into what you don't know about. Have conversations with your friends and family members.
Mm.
Allyship like this takes the weight and the pressure off First Nations communities from them having to repeat themselves and carry that weight.
Okay, beautiful yarn. Jessalie, thank you so very much for sharing. A big shout out to Lush, also Closing the Gap, and a fantastic campaign you guys are running. And a big shout out to First Nations people across this beautiful country, the big island in Australia. Thank you for your support, and look, keep doing what you're doing. We'll be in touch, and we'll yarn soon, my sister. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much, Trevor. Have the best day today.
You too. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Beautiful yarn there, and her name is Jessalie Peace. She's from Lush Comedics, and the Australian Advocacy and Activism Executive, and talking about the joint venture, the launch of a cosmetic company, doing a campaign with the Closing the Gaps. Unite to say 26th January is not a date to celebrate. Here we are on 26th January, Survival Day, and yarning up strong here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, come to you live from the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Yindji country, BBM Bumrabip Media, 98.7 FM, and go across the nation. Thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Yarn up strong here on your daily program, National Talk Black.
Your skin is your bride. bones, but names will never hurt you. You'll be the one who's having fun, so you just keep on learning on. Black boy,
black boy,
black boy,
black boy,
the color of your skin is your pride and joy. Black boy,
black boy,
black boy,
black boy,
your life is not destroyed.
Listen up. Your little ones can come to free kindy at Child's World. That's right, you can get 15 hours of free kindy every week for 40 weeks each year. With free meals, free bus pickup and drop-off, swimming lessons, dance and PE classes, and deadly excursions. All at no cost to you. And here's the golden bit. As well as free kindy, every Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander child gets 100 hours of subsidised care every fortnight. There's no activity test, whether you're working, studying, or just kicking back. And there's no extra paperwork. It's dead easy. Give your little ones the best start in a place where they'll learn, grow, and shine. Ring Child's World today on 07-4045-4045. It's free for our moms.
Station sponsor.
See you at Child's World.
What is greatness?
It's doing what makes you feel proud. What feels right for right now.
When you can study hands-on, all in, practical, professional,
personal. When you can learn local and give back to your community,
you define your greatness.
Find supportive teachers who are there for you at TAFE Queensland.
Make great
happen. RTO 0275.
Station sponsor.
Hi, this is Brian Robinson. You're listening to BBM 98.7 FM.
Lilies, brighter than the city lights.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev, Murray Finucurry. I come to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dindi country. That's BBM Bumrabit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to the National News Radio Service. Have you seen Yanup Strong, National Talk Black? Here we are, 26th of January. We, as First Nation people, call it Survival Day. We're celebrating, probably not celebrating, last day existence for our people, 25 January. Here we are, 26th of January. How we're saying is a date that should not be celebrated is the word from a lot of our First Nation people. We say pick a date that brings us all together. Yes, we want to celebrate Australia together as one. But 26th of January, and I heard phrases where First Nation people would say that celebrating Australia Day on 26th of January is like the Jews celebrating Holocaust Day. Pick a day that suits us all is the statement. And we're going to catch up a yarn there with Laura Thompson, Closing the Gap CEO, co-founder. And Closing the Gap is calling for the urgent recognition that January 26th is not a date for national celebration, and have a petition that you can sign. So with that, we're going to talk to Laura Thompson on the line. Laura, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, can you let the mob know who your mob, where you're from, please?
Yeah, so I'm a Gundajamara woman from the Western District of Victoria.
Yes, fantastic. Big shout out to your mob. And you're the co-founder and CEO of Closing the Gap?
Yep.
Lovely.
My little baby.
Your little baby. Tell us about your little baby. Yeah. How long has it been operating for? And who's on board with Closing the Gap, please? And what do you guys do?
Yeah, so we started during COVID, so 2019 and the rise of the Black Lives Matter movement. That's when we sort of emerged. We didn't go out to set out and create a fashion label, but we did find ourselves making merch of the message. We played a role in sort of spearheading the Free the Flag campaign with the Aboriginal flag copyright. And it was sort of doing that process of creating T-shirts like Mob has always done to lead political campaigns. But, you know, we decided that this is the work that we want to continue to do, is use fashion to unite Indigenous and non-Indigenous people through fashion, of course.
Yes.
Hence, our new T-shirts, and why we're having a yarn is our Not the Date to Celebrate tees.
All right, fantastic. Now, you've got a petition, and the petition urges Prime Minister Anthony Albanese to formally acknowledge the harm caused by celebrating Australia Day on 26th January, and to recognise that this day is not a day of national celebration for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. It also calls for leadership grounding in truth-telling, respectful dialogue and meaningful engagement with First Nation communities about the future of National Day. So tell us about the petition there, please, sister.
Look, well, we're up to 83,000 supporters, and I think that just shows that not just mob, but Australians are actually sick of having this conversation every year, and they're sick of the division. And I feel like having Australia Day on our day of mourning, you know, I don't know for how much longer the Prime Minister can ignore that and eventually change the date, because it's not just blackfellas now that are protesting. We're joined by allies, people. We see big companies choosing to change the day of their allow people to change the day that they take their public holiday. So certainly we've felt, and you can see that you know, more and more Australians are standing in solidarity with First Nations people now.
And when you look at it, 26th of January, all we're saying as First Nation people is find the day that suits us all. And when you look at Australia Day, only virtually started celebration back in 1997, and that's 29 odd years ago. So it's virtually early days, so it isn't long, you know. And here we are, 230 odd years been operating for. We can still pick a day, and a day that suits us all. Would you have any date in mind, Laura?
Yeah, that's a great question. That was the next question we get asked, is if not Jan 26th, when? And actually, I'm so glad you asked me that question, because it's something we've been thinking about too. And one idea that sort of has risen to the surface, that's probably one of the best ideas, is actually creating a long weekend in January. So it's not linked to a date, it's just a day. And we're thinking the second last Monday in January, so we'll get a guaranteed long weekend, and it would always fall between the 18th and 24th of January and never on the 26th. So it's just a small, significant shift, I think,
Sure.
It's a long weekend, and that means we can separate our day of mourning from our celebration. And because we'll have a three-day Australian long weekend...
Well, all Australians will still have a day off.
...would be inclusive. Yeah, exactly. On Monday.
So we're not saying taking away the holiday for those people who want to go a long weekend, go fishing or camp, whatever. You can still do that. But we're just picking a day that suits everybody in Australia.
Yeah, and I think, you know, when we get to the point of having a conversation about what that date could be, what that day could be, it means that that's progress. At least we've convinced people that it's not a date to celebrate, and we're talking about solutions. And the fact that, you know, it feels good this year to be talking about, well, what's an alternative to Jan 26? Because to me, that's progress.
Yep, fantastic. And the petition, how do people sign? How do people get on board?
You can head to the Closing the Gaps website, and we've got two petitions at the moment, our Not a Date to Celebrate petition, and we've got a petition about an Australian long weekend. So I guess if either of those petitions resonate, signing them is a really powerful way for our voices to be heard and to allow us to lobby government.
Thank you, Sister. Laura, would you have any numbers, what our numbers are in regard to the petition at the moment, and what is the goal?
Yeah, 84,000 people on a Not the Date to Celebrate petition, and we're hoping to get 100,000 signatures, you know, in January. And our long weekend petition that's only been running for 3 weeks has an enormous amount of support in such a short time, with 23,000 people signing that already.
All right, fantastic. And so, look, thank you very much for your yarn, and look, so very important, getting the movement happening and closing the gap. Like I said, we're talking about the petition there. Thank you for your yarn, and all the best to you, Laura, and keep doing what you're doing, my sister, and we'll talk soon, eh?
Yeah, thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
No worries.
A beautiful yarn. That's Laura Thompson. Her name is Clothing the Gap CEO, co-founder, and talking about Clothing the Gap. Her company is calling for urgent recognition for January 26th, not a date for national celebration, and they have a petition that you can sign. So go to their website, Clothing the Gap, and look at the petition in regarding closing the date. Pick a date that celebrates all Australians on a day that we can all celebrate on. So there it is. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong? We are live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country with your daily program, National Talk Black, at BBM 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service, here for your daily program, National Talk Black.
Your boys have tribal land. We got to fight for our rights. That's how we want it to be. We don't want any strife. But we are Aborigines. We come from near and far. I come from the brothers and my sisters, come along and sing with me. For we are Aborigines, come from near and far. I come from the Koonganji tribe, and I live in Yarrabah. Thank you.
Hi, this is Kian Nona, and you're listening to BBM
98.7 FM. Salasia come.
Killing and pillaging, they don't give a damn. Burning the villagers in a demonic craze. Broadswords, knives, and their muskets ablaze. War Salasia come. Listen to my drum.
Roll my toy pa, toy my toy pa, roll my toy pa. Roll my toy pa, toy my toy pa, roll my toy pa. Roll my toy pa, toy my toy pa, roll my toy pa.
Salasia come, Salasia come. Piagra Miriam from Lassendam. Run to the south, ya be alarm. An old man and his wife were hacked with a knife. War Salasia come. Listen to my drum.
Roll my toy pa, toy man toy pa, roll my toy pa.
Ah ha ha ha.
Roll my toy pa, toy man toy pa, roll my toy pa. Roll my toy pa, toy man toy pa, roll my toy pa.
Salasia come, Salasia come. Cometa Milram from Sebek to Kiam. Might get their bones lay exposed to bleach. In the sun, there's blood on the beach. War Salasia come. Listen to my drum. Your past, you will make those same mistakes again. Your future's bright at last, but if you forget your past, you will make those same mistakes again. Salasia come, wai wai karamagaram. You lay buried on the shores of Werbadu. I hear your spirit cry like the call of the boo. You call to me, come listen to my drum. You call to me, come listen.
Yes, very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Macquarie, coming to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bummerbrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong. To Daily Mob, here we are, 26th of January, Survival Day. We call it as First Nation people in regard to finding a day that suits us all. Survival Day, the White Sails came and their last day of freedom, 25th of January. That's our conversation on this day. And look, we're going to catch up a yarn there with JP, just John Paul Janke, NITV host, and talking about this program always was, always will be strength, survival and pride this January 26th on NITV, SBS and SBS On Demand. On the line, JP, good morning, my brother. How are you?
Good morning, my brother. I'm really good. Really great to yarn with you.
Yes.
It's been a while, but first yarn for 2026, and always excited to yarn to you, my brother.
Yeah, good, brother. Thank you so very much. And before we start, can you let the mob know who your mob were you from, please, JP?
So I'm John Paul Janke. I am Miriam from the Torres Strait and also Wutathi from Eastern Cape York, but I was born in Cairns, 4870, many years ago, and lived in Cairns for a number of years, and now reside in Canberra. I say I'm the third most famous Murray to come out of Cairns, behind my sister Terry Janke,
yes,
and of course you, my brother.
Too deadly, my brother. Too deadly. A compliment. I'll take that on board. Thank you. My brother, we're talking about the interview you done earlier this morning, Monday 26th of January, 7:30 a.m. on NITV, SBS, and SBS On Demand. Live from the Barangaroo Reserve. And
Barangaroo Reserve, brother.
There it is. Thank you. And the Woogoo Oral Morning Ceremony. How'd the interview go? And tell us what the interview entailed, please.
Yeah, look, it's really about bringing that ceremony to the nation. It's a ceremony that's put on by the City of Sydney, and it's really starting January 26th from an Indigenous perspective.
Yes.
The ceremony's been going for a number of years, really talking about the culture and strength and continuity of the Gadigal people. Mm-hmm. Of course, that's whose country the ceremony is on.
Yes.
And it's a really calm way to start the day, and just a beautiful ceremony, beautiful smoking ceremony to celebrate, I think, First Nations culture on January 26th.
Look, fantastic, and conversations that need to be had. Here we are, 2026, 21st century. Australia holds the record regarding the longest and the only First World country on planet Earth doesn't have a treaty with the First Nation people. So we're talking about closing gaps. We're talking about a lot of work still needs to be done on the Big Island, Australia. And here we sit in the 21st century, John.
Yeah, look, I think, and of course, the Victorian government signed a treaty with its Aboriginal population late last year, so that's really the first treaty in this country after some 237 years.
Mm.
We'll see beyond the Victorian election whether that treaty is kept or whether it's abolished, which is the commitment of the opposition there in Victoria. But I think a lot of people are celebrating that after 237 years, a treaty with First Nations people has been started. Look, really, today is all about, for a lot of Aboriginal people, a moment for them to celebrate their survival and showcase their history and resilience and how they fit into the Australian story. And for NITV and SBS, it's really about that. It's showcasing Indigenous voices and highlighting that First Nations people are seeing the day through a different lens than probably a lot of their non-Indigenous friends.
Well, exactly. And let me ask you, my brother, as a First Nation man, what does Survival Day mean to you?
You know what? It's actually an interesting day. It's a day where I think a lot of us spend the day with each other, with other mob.
Sure.
And we feel safe and secure and celebrated in that. So I think we take the day and we go back to what really fills our cup, and that is around being mob, being around family, being around other First Nations people, listening to music, celebrating who we are, and celebrating our survival. And I think that's really the focus of Jan 26 for a lot of mob around the country. And also they extend that invitation to a lot of non-Indigenous people to come and sit and listen and celebrate and mark First Nations culture and resilience.
And in regards to here we have Survival Day. Where do you see the future? What do you think the future looks like for us, the First Nation people, or Australians as a whole, my brother?
Look, I think, you know, there's always ongoing debate about Jan 26, but it amps up sometime in December and amplifies around today. Then it quietens down and we do that rinse and repeat every year.
Groundhog Day.
I think we need to have these conversations outside of Jan 26 because... Okay. People are too extreme to respect other people's views. So I want to see this conversation held throughout the year. I think it's a great opportunity for us to realise that we need to still educate a bigger population about First Nations history, about First Nations people and First Nations culture, and in some way get them to understand more of why First Nations people don't see January 26th as the day that represents them. And I think that's more important post-referendum as well. I think the referendum highlighted a lot of people still don't know much about First Nations history. And I also think that we need to not separate black history from Australian history.
Sure.
So a lot of people see that Australian history started on January 26, 1788 or in April 1770 when Captain Cook arrived. Australian history started 60,000 years ago.
Thank you.
And that, you know, First Nations history is Australian history. And the history of the treatment of First Nations people is part of the history of this continent. It's the story of all of us.
Yep.
And that, like, that story is about all of us and needs to be told. And that day needs, January 26th, needs to represent all of us.
Yep. Beautiful. Thank you for sharing, my brother. Look, keep doing what you're doing. You're doing a fantastic job, and you're on TV. I'm on radio. I've got a face for radio, but good yarning with you, my brother. Good yarning with you, and big shout-out to the mob there, NITV and SBS and SBS On Demand. Always was, always will be. Strength, survival, and pride this January 26th. And look, we'll yarn soon, my brother, and all the best, and you take care. And
Absolutely, my brother. Next time I'm in Cairns, I look forward to catching up. We'll have a milkshake and some salty plums, eh?
Sounds good, my brother. One love. Take care.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Beautiful yarn. And that's John Paul Janke, NITV host, and talking about, here we are, Survival Day, January 26th in 2026. And he did his interview this morning, 7:30 a.m., NITV, SBS, and SBS On Demand to open up the Australia Day, Survival Day, Monday 26th of January, and a nice soft approach in regard to where we sit today as First Nation people on the Big Island, Australia. We as one, Australians. Yeah, there it is. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong here on your daily program, National Talk Black. And a big shout out to NERS, National News Radio Service, and BBM, Bumbo Brit Media, 98.7 FM. Your host, the Baldy One, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray Finnicurry, on your daily program, National Talk Black.